Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Trump is pushing Prime Minister Netanyahu to expand Israel's borders to the biblical borders called for in the book of Deuteronomy. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table in a moment to explain the details behind this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I was reading where President Trump is endeavoring to push Netanyahu to expand the biblical borders of Israel as commanded in Deuteronomy. I see the Sanhedrin making that statement a very interesting reality of what could be happening in preparation for fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
We know that President Trump hasn't been for long what we would call an evangelical Christian or something like that. However, Vice President Pence, Secretary of State Pompeo, are both strong evangelical Christians who, I believe, from listening to them, have a strong biblical understanding of Israel's borders and the promises that the prophets revealed that the Jews would be returned to not only Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and Haifa, but the hills and mountains of Judea and Samaria. That may well have played a part in this, but as I said last week, it's also just, in the case of President Trump, a recognition of what the reality is on the ground. There's no way any Israeli leader is going to be able to evacuate nearly a million settlers from their homes in eastern Jerusalem and the communities, the over 200 communities spread throughout Judea and Samaria and the Jordan Valley. It's just not going to be possible without massive internal upheaval. And the Palestinians, according to the plan, can stay where they are, and they're going to be given extra land around south of the Gaza Strip, Israeli-controlled territory now that will be turned over to them. So they'll have an equal amount of land to what they've been demanding in Judea and Samaria. But, you know, it's a realistic program. But, Jimmy, again, that religious core, that Islamic core that rejects any Jewish presence, any Jewish state, is very, very strong.
David Dolan reporting that President Trump is pushing Prime Minister Netanyahu to take advantage of the Trump peace plan and expand Israel's borders to the borders that are called for in Deuteronomy. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. How interesting is the fact that the American president is pushing the Israeli prime minister to expand its borders to what the Bible calls for? However, when you look at Deuteronomy chapter 30, which is the land covenant, this passage is only part of the land that the Bible calls for the Jewish nation. There are actually 83 passages in God's Word that reveals what God has promised the Jewish people, and it's 10 times what they have today. These are the true biblical borders for the Jewish people in the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...